Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies this afternoon with highs around 31. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 17. Chance of flurries tomorrow, high of 37. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 27.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the midterm elections of 2022 all wrapped up, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly now sets her sights on her second term, saying that she has more free rein to try and promote her agenda.
I'll have the advantage of, you know, in my second term, having no other political ambition, you know, so that I can afford to spend some capital.
That audio from Cake News. Dr. Neil Allen, political science professor at Wichita State University, says it is an opportunity for the governor to get some of her agenda done if she can work with local agencies.
A term-limited governor can take more chances in terms of risking unpopularity. Please help me with my big priority, and I'll help you with your local priority. And that can work when there's money to be spent.
At the same time, others say that she will continue to focus on one of her main objectives, which is Medicaid expansion.
This is her great cause. She ran for governor talking about Medicaid expansion.
Mid-America Network News.
During November, we're celebrating Yes November with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Eck Ford. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finance option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eck Ford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eck Ford, Wichita's only President's Award winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, all rebates and dealers, stock number 22T518, MSRP 59780, sale price 55929. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire at month end.
The city of Marion at Kansas had originally planned to shut down the city's power temporarily while they did some maintenance. However, they did postpone it due to the extreme cold weather in the area.
Anytime you take one of those out of the mix, then you certainly have an effect on people's lives. We've got one way in, one way out. So when they take that feeder line down, we're just totally without electricity.
That was Mark Skiles, the city administrator for the city of Marion on Cake News. They say they have been notifying everyone between local banks and grocery stores to individual households, and said the city will also be opening up their community building at the night of the outage to allow people who need to have electricity for oxygen or other machines to use the generator there. In other news, a Salina man has been arrested for assaulting four fellow employees at the Schwann's Frozen Food Delivery Company. Cake News reports a 25-year-old Travis McFate has been arrested in Salina after hitting employees and claiming that he had a gun in his car. He has been arrested on four charges of battery, criminal threat, and defacing identification markers on a firearm.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A Nebraska public school district that ended a student newspaper following an LGBTQ-focused edition of the newspaper has now agreed to bring it back for the next year in digital form. As KSNT News reports, that a civil rights organization has threatened to take legal action over the closing of the newspaper earlier this year of The Saga, the newspaper at Northwest High School and Grand Island's Northwest Public School District. According to the advisor and teacher for the school's newspaper program, Kristen Gilliland, they say The Saga will return to the school's class class offering in the spring semester, but in a digital format and without her running the paper. According to the school district, the role of advising the newspaper along with teaching journalism at the school, quote, has been offered to another teacher. In other news, the state of Nebraska will receive nearly $12 million from the multi-state privacy settlement from Google that will be sent to over 40 states across the nation. NBC Nebraska Scott's Bluff reports the lawsuit came after concerns about tracking and privacy issues with Google. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/FraudWatch Network. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday considered an engineer's proposal for adding turn lanes and improving access to the 12th Road U.S. 36 intersection at the east edge of Marysville. City Administrator Austin St. John had KDOT perform a traffic study, which indicated that some improvements were warranted, but not enough to qualify for full funding. A compromise plan that could fund up to $2 million with the city covering engineering costs. To fully meet state requirements, turn lanes would be added, and it would require closing two access points, including Hall Brothers and the County Shop on the north and Venue 36 on the south. This would require buy-in from affected property owners. Councilmember Kevin Throm expressed concern with completing work that may serve a short-term need that could be taken out for later improvements. Councilmember Jeff Keating spoke passionately, asking the matter be referred to the street committee and urged broader consideration and development of plans that could be accomplished in phases. Approval was given to close Park Place and Debbie Lane for the annual North Park Christmas presentation Sunday, December 11th, 5:30 till 7 p.m. Entrance will start at Park Place with a food pantry donation requested and refreshments provided. Convention and Tourism Committee recommended Wayne Cruzy fill the unexpired term of Gina Bartles, who resigned. The position is up at the end of this year. He would assume the remainder of the term and then take a full term beginning in January. The Federal Railroad Administration has a newly updated web portal where citizens can report trains blocking grade crossings. If you've waited over 20 minutes during the past 7 days, you can go online to fra.dot.gov/blockedcrossings/ and report the incident. You can also report directly to Union Pacific at up.com or call the grade crossing hotline at 1-800-848-8715. That's 1-800-848-8715. Residents are experiencing a growing number of unreasonable waits at train crossings as the length of trains are longer, requiring additional trackage when stopped. A Lincoln man, Adam Helmrichs, age 41, was killed tragically last Wednesday in a plane crash near Maxwell, Nebraska. He was the pilot of a small single-engine plane that had left Lincoln and was approaching a landing at North Platte when the accident occurred. 22-year-old Zachary Clausen was also killed. Adam Helmrichs grew up in Summerfield, is a 1999 graduate of Axtell High School, the son of Harlow and Brenda Helmrichs. Services are planned in Lincoln Saturday. Union Pacific will close crossings in Marshall County near Beatty later this week. Thursday, K-99 will be closed on the south side of Beatty, and Saturday, K-99 will be closed a mile east of Beatty. Work committed, weather permitting, from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. Detour routes will be marked.
A dedication is planned Saturday in Washington for the Horse Soldier Monument and 9/11 tribute. Mark Newch, a Washington County native who led the forces in Afghanistan shortly after 9/11, and several others from his unit will be on hand for the 10 a.m. dedication on the courthouse grounds, where the monument will be officially unveiled. They will then meet and greet at the fairgrounds. Ron Newts is among organizers who have worked tirelessly for several years to bring the project to completion. He was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend.
Well, what we learned after it could be released was a big deal to us, especially knowing that Mark was from Washington County. We needed to do something to show appreciation and to all of our veterans. So we got a group together, and we decided to work this monument. We actually started thinking about this in 2019. And then COVID hit. That slowed us down a lot. It's been a long time coming for this, but I think with the final product, it'll be first class.
Annette K. Harlan, age 79, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 3 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 8. Family greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Annette Harlan. Henry L. Craig, age 44, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Henry Craig. Adam Helmrichs, age 41, of Lincoln, passed away November 9th. Funeral service is planned Saturday, November 19th, 10:30 at St. Mark's Methodist Church in Lincoln at 8550 Pioneers Boulevard. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roper and Sons South Mortuary in Lincoln at 3950 Honesty Drive. Roper and Sons in charge of arrangements for Adam Helmrichs.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Indulge in the all-new Sonic Steak Butter Bacon Cheeseburger with creamy steak seasoned butter and crispy bacon, stacked on a 100% pure beef patty with two slices of melty American cheese and grilled onions, layered between a warm bakery bun.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic Steak Butter Bacon Cheeseburger.
Mmm, Sonic.
Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions will stay sunny and breezy throughout these next few days as temperatures will start to stay cooler. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid-30s, northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. There will be a slight chance for some flurries throughout the day on Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Temperatures will start to shift throughout Thursday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. These cooler temperatures will stick around throughout Friday, more sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Temperatures will start to improve as we head into the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s and the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Sunday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 55, record high on this date 78. The average low 32 and the record low 5 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:13, sunrise in the morning at 7:11. First official snowfall of the season Monday. We received about an inch, stuck mostly on the grassy areas.
tired of getting zapped by static electricity? A little shock therapy today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 16th. It is the 320th day of the year, and jazz singer Diana Krall has a birthday. The dry air season is officially here, and that means static shocks from the carpet. Our favorite solution is spritzing the carpet with a solution of liquid fabric softener and water. Use 5 parts water to 1 part fabric softener. You can buy commercial anti-static sprays, of course. Shop carefully, though, because many contain oils that contribute to carpet soiling. When buying new carpet, keep in mind that acrylic fibers are the least static prone, though not as durable as other materials. And there's always attacking the problem at the source with a humidifier or other remedies for dry air. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it now at almanac.com.
Shop local this holiday season with Reflections Hallmark in Marysville. Their famous Hallmark holiday ornaments and cards are in stock. Pick up holiday stocking stuffers with $1 and $5 tables. For every bargain hunter, there is a bargain. 40% off special holiday pieces while they last, and last year's ornaments are now 75% off. Open Monday through Saturday. Ring in the holidays with Reflections.
When you fall prey to consumer scams and give out your Medicare number, it's considered compromised. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's trained volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against healthcare fraud. If you have given out your Medicare number, report it to the Kansas SMP by calling 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
Shop Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow 3 sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
Egg news from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Good news for the Kansas City Chiefs, as the Chiefs have announced they will be getting back one of their best rushers back ahead of Sunday night's football game matchup against the Los Angeles Chargers this Sunday. As KSN News reports that the defensive end Frank Clark will be returning from a two-game suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. The suspension was officially lifted on Tuesday this week, allowing Clark to practice with the team this week as well ahead of the clash with the divisional rivals. So far in the seven games played throughout the season, the three-time Pro Bowler has three sacks to go along with the 15 tackles under his name. The Chiefs have the Sunday evening game with kickoff at 7:20 against the Los Angeles Chargers. Right now, the Chiefs are still number one in the AFC West with an overall record of 7-2. In other news, good news for college football fans here in the state of Kansas is Thanksgiving weekend. We'll have the primetime Sunflower Showdown between the Kansas Jayhawks and the number 19 Kansas State Wildcats that'll be aired on primetime. The clash will happen at Bill Snyder Family Stadium at 7 p.m. on the 26th of November and will be broadcast on Fox. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, be in Bramlage this Thursday to cheer on your Wildcats against a top five team. Basketball returns home for the second doubleheader of the season, with the men hosting Kansas City at 5:30 p.m., followed by a huge Big 12, Big 10 matchup as the women take on number 4 Iowa. Tickets start at just $10. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seats to catch both K-State basketball games this Thursday. Go Cats!
Substate football Friday. Battle of Undefeateds 8-man Division 2 as Axtell entertains Canton Galva live on KDY FM 95.5.
As the days shorten and the light intensity decreases, our houseplants need a little TLC. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Move plants to a south-facing or sunnier window if possible. Switch plants growing in low light with those in a brighter location every couple weeks. This will provide both sets of plants with needed sunlight. Turn plants occasionally so all sides receive light from nearby windows. And consider supplementing with artificial lights to increase your indoor plants' health and beauty. Only water the plants as needed. Water thoroughly and often enough to keep the plants from wilting. Those that keep their home warm and houseplants in a sunny window will be watering more often than those gardening in a cool home. Stop fertilizing. The less than ideal growing conditions slow plant growth, and that means the plants need less fertilizer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Although Abraham Lincoln served as president over a century and a half ago, people still are very interested in his speeches, writings, and thoughts on leading the country through the Civil War. This place houses some of his most important works. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pettit Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee. Proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pettit Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Christian McWhorter is the Lincoln historian at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. And he says this place holds a distinction only one other site can claim.
One of the things we're really proud of here is that other than the Library of Congress, we're the only institution that has what we call the Big Three freedom documents. We have a copy of the Emancipation Proclamation signed by Lincoln, the 13th Amendment signed by Lincoln, and the Gettysburg Address.
Those three get a lot of attention. But there's much more that provides an insight into the fuller story of Abraham Lincoln.
We also have letters from his family. So there's a letter in the exhibit from Willie Lincoln, his precocious son, who sadly dies in the White House. So that's kind of a cool thing.
You'll find Lincoln dispensing advice to others who recognize his self-taught abilities.
You know, just other like kind of maybe more mundane things. A really famous letter of Lincoln's where he's giving advice to a young lawyer, telling him a lot of the stuff we just talked about, telling him that if you want to be a lawyer, you got to read and you got to work, work, work. That's from our collection as well.
Christian says that as a person who is around these documents all the time, one of the things that strikes him is the larger story of Lincoln's family and the legacy Lincoln left on the world.
There are no direct descendants of Abraham Lincoln left. They all have really interesting stories, too, where they, you know, each generation of Lincolns has to grapple with this enormous legacy of Abraham Lincoln. So I've been doing a lot of digging into that stuff lately. You know, Lincoln, he's the most written about American who ever lived. He's either the second or third most written about person in the English language, depending on who you ask.
But we've yet to discuss the item that just about all of us can quote at least a line from, the Gettysburg Address. And they have an original of it signed by Lincoln here, a version of the document that has quite a story. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Springfield, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a two-day auction for the Lawrence Tony Star Trust this Saturday and Sunday. This will include antiques and collectibles, crocs and household items Saturday, guns, ammo, and coins selling Sunday. The sale Saturday begins 10 a.m. a half mile north of U.S. 36 on 6th Road, the Herkimer Road. Unique items include a 1938 Singer featherweight sewing machine and case, 1996 Atlanta Olympic torch, brass Nightingale steam whistle, 3x5-foot Pepsi-Cola sign, 1888 Darktown battery baseball bank, household items, many other antiques and collectibles, 2 3-wheel scooters, one is new. Sunday's sale will include guns, gun safes, ammo, and coins. The coins will sell after the guns and ammo. The sale Sunday will be held at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Doors open at 11:30. Sale begins at 1. This two-day auction Saturday and Sunday for the Tony Star Trust, Olmsted and Sandstrom will conduct the auction.
Choosing a bird feeder can be tough with all the different types available. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Put out a variety of feeders in several places, and the birds will be flocking to your yard as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
One of my favorite pastimes is looking out on my deck and watching the birds come to the feeders. I often wonder, though, if I have the right feeders in the right place. Steve Kress is the Vice President for Bird Conservation at the National Audubon Society. He says to think of bird feeding in layers so you can attract a greater variety of birds and benefit more of them.
Birds naturally feed in different elevations. Some are ground feeders, some feed in the shrubs, some feed and tall canopies, some feed on tree trunks, and some feed on branches that hang way out and sway in the wind. So when you think about it from that standpoint, it's important to think about bird feeders that sort of fill these various niches.
Ground-feeding birds, including sparrows and juncos, are vulnerable to predators such as the neighbor's cat. So Kress recommends placing a platform feeder a few feet off the ground for extra protection. A hopper feeder works well in shrubs. It replicates a seed bush that birds such as cardinals and blue jays would feed on, but it's not as attractive to sparrows and doves. Suet feeders are a good choice for tree trunks. The woodpeckers and
and nuthatches will love you. So what should you put in your feeders? Crest says you'll get the most bang for your buck with black oil sunflower seed.
More species of birds will feed on that than others, and most kinds that like that kind of seed will overlook other kinds of seeds or even kick through a mixture of seeds and kick out a lot of other things and just eat the black oil seeds.
Birds will go where the food is, but if you have feeders in different places and levels, they're less likely to compete with each other. Find more tips for choosing a bird feeder at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Ashley Home Store and the Brand Source Appliance Store have hundreds of appliances, mattresses, and furniture items in stock with guaranteed delivery by Thanksgiving or ready for pickup. Five-piece dining sets from $4.99. Queen mattresses from Purple, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Ashley Sleep starting at $1.99. A factory semi-load of special-priced LG Deluxe large-size laundry pairs retail $9.49 each, now $5.99 each while 52 sets last. November specials in both stores and, as always, free shipping to your home within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, broccoli, and five-cup salad, raw beef and noodles, biscuit, mashed potatoes, green beans, and plums. KNDY News Time 7:16.
About Thanksgiving? Of course, the wonderful food. But there's something that's even more special about this holiday. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. For me, it's the focus on gratitude that makes Thanksgiving so beautiful. We give thanks to God for all that we have. We eat the food He's abundantly provided. And even if we're not gathering together this year, we can still give thanks for our loved ones. But what if you looked at Thanksgiving as a daily event? Now, I'm not saying you should cook a turkey or make a pumpkin pie every day. But do make a conscious effort to remain grateful. Thank God every day for what He's given you. Your health, a roof over your head, plenty of food to eat. Even in difficult times, you can still be thankful for all of your blessings. So say a simple prayer of thanks to God on Thanksgiving and every other day of the year. It'll help you achieve financial clarity and live a more purposeful life.
Twin Valley Developmental Services invites you to the 8th Annual Christmas Cheer in the Pines Friday, November 18th at the Waterville Firehouse. Bid on the Festival of Trees with live and silent auctions as well as raffles, plus cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and live entertainment with Elvis tribute artist Joseph Hall. Tickets $30 each or $50 per couple, available at the door. Advance purchase event and raffle tickets are available at the thrift shops in Waterville and Beatty. Christmas Cheer in the Pines, Friday evening, November 18th, 6 to 11:30 p.m. at the Waterville Firehouse, a benefit for Twin Valley Developmental Services.
Advice for dairy farmers who are dealing with a potential forage shortage today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Forage crops did not do well in some parts of the country this year, making it tougher for some dairy farms to feed the cows. In Kansas, for example, dairies are recommended to get creative with forage feeding. Mike Brook is an extension dairy specialist with Kansas State University.
Warm season grass harvest was actually pretty good, so native prairie hay is available in many parts of the state. Take careful inventory of your forages. Make sure you have enough to carry you until harvest next year. If you don't, probably best to secure additional forage supply yet this fall. Waiting until after the first of the year may not be a wise choice.
Brooks says dairy producers should also be thinking about how to allocate their forage supplies.
It's important that you work very closely with your nutritionist to try to decide how you're going to stretch the available forages that you have. As you look at your inventories of corn silage and maybe small grain silage that you have available, those probably need to be allocated toward your lactating cows and those animals just prior to freshening.
Brooke also suggests if farmers have corn stalks in the field or even sorghum stalks, those could be gathered for feeding. And you should do it sooner rather than later. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news on this Wednesday, November the 16th. Well, you know, as growers begin looking ahead to 2023, it's crucial to look back on where sudden death syndrome appeared this year. The combination of unpredictable weather and a history of SDS infection could mean challenges ahead in future soybean crops. Here's Zach Trower with Syngenta.
I didn't really think we would see a lot of SDS. We planted a lot later this year. Soil temps rapidly climbed. It was a little wetter than I was expecting when we were planting, but soil temperatures rapidly climbed, and that really made me feel confident that we weren't going to see some SDS, but we still did see some SDS in that really early planted stuff, maybe stuff that was planted in April, a little bit less than optimum planting conditions, a little wetter, a little bit colder soil temps, and we still did see some SDS pressure out there. From the majority of it, I don't think we saw a lot, but we definitely did see some SDS, and we did get some of those rainfalls in certain parts of the state where maybe they planted a little bit wetter, there was a little bit more compaction, and then we got a lot of rainfall that really drove that SDS up.
Now, SDS can overwinter, so fields with a history of the disease are at risk of infection during planting. He talks about how growers can protect against this disease in fields with a history of SDS.
As we continue to move forward and push those yields, I think we got to continue to move forward in protecting these plants. Making sure that we're choosing soybeans that have a good SDS score on them is the first step, and it's so critical to make sure that we have that. Otherwise, you're already starting off on the wrong foot in the beginning of the season. But after that, making sure that we protect it with a good seed treatment. Sultro seed treatment is going to be really that best-in-class SDS, but also SCM protection, which can help flare up that SDS infection early on. So making sure that we're using that right seed treatment that's crop safe, but also is going to give us that best-in-class protection is really critical.
And let's look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Shopping small and local this holiday season feels good, so pass along these good tidings with gift boxes from Yoder Meats. Our gift boxes are filled with locally sourced meats, steaks, snacks, and cheeses. What a wonderful way to show love and appreciation to family, friends, clients, and employees. Call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location to discuss options for standard or custom designed boxes perfect for your needs. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. This holiday season, give the taste of old-fashioned flavor from Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America.
This is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville. Coming to you from a combine cab, harvesting some 46 A09 Enlist E3 A-Series soybeans from Pioneer. What I want you to know is not only do we have our new industry-leading exclusive A-Series E3 soybeans, we also still have the soybeans you've come to know and love, our full extend lineup. Don't let the competition fool you into thinking Pioneer no longer has what you know and love. We do. We also have our awesome lineup of Pioneer corn. Put the two together and you have an absolute winning combination. Call me at 785-313-3064 and find out why. With Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. You can also follow us on Facebook at Performance Ag LLC. I hope you all have a safe and prosperous harvest and a great day.
A grain bin that's gone out of condition will affect the bottom line. Here's how to keep your grain in good shape through the winter on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Or insects on the grain inside your bin, the bin is considered out of condition and you have to act quickly to prevent any further grain spoilage. Christina Tibakhorst is an extension field ag engineer at Iowa State University. She says the most important factor in keeping the bin in condition is to control the moisture content and keep the grain temperature cool and even throughout the bin.
The temperature of that air and the moisture of the grain will dictate what the humidity is in the air pockets all throughout that bin. So that's why we set moisture content limits for what we want to store it at. And we set temperature recommendations that we want to store it at because that controls the humidity that surrounds the grain. If we keep it below 65% relative humidity, that will prevent that mold growth and insect activity.
Maintain grain temperatures below 40 degrees. Store corn at 15% moisture and soybeans at 13%. Even through the winter, check the condition of the grain every week because sunshine on the outside can wreak havoc inside.
It's common to get solar heating at the top of the grain mass from the roof and also like on the south walls. As they're kind of collecting solar energy, it can warm up that grain. So yeah, we really don't want variation in temperature throughout that mass of grain.
Operate your aeration fans long enough to cool all the grain. When you're monitoring the bin's condition, smell the first flush of exhaust air after turning on the fan to notice any off-smelling odors that could indicate molding.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping stored grain in good condition at agriculture.com.
There will be a land auction for the Robert Ferguson Farm Trust Saturday, November 19th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. 302 acres, more or less, located at the intersection of 23rd Road and Highway 36 in Marshall County. From the intersection of U.S. 36 and 99, drive a half mile east on the north side of the highway. 302 acres, including 260 acres dry crop, 28 acres native grass, and 14 acres tame grass. For inspection or details, contact Prell Realty and Auction, Don, Steve, or Valerie Prell. Sale day, Saturday, November 19th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. 302 acres to be sold for the Robert Ferguson Farm Trust. Prell Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, many are enjoying some farm incomes that have been rising over the last year, but expenses have been rising too. Mike Doherty is the senior economist with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and he says...
Yeah, we've had increases, year-over-year increases, just in the last 12 months. This is rather, it is definitely significant. In almost all your fertilizer categories, and, you know, for corn, it's mostly you're talking about nitrogen, but also DAP, your diammonium phosphate, and those products, those input costs for corn and beans have gone up somewhere between 50 to 80% increase in the last 12 months. So on the other hand, relative to prices, we had high prices back in 2011, 12, and going into 2013, and back then the input costs were actually even higher than what we're experiencing now.
He goes on to say that the jury right now is still out for what's going to happen for the next year in the agriculture industry.
So the real, where we're really nervous is not just how much they've gone up this year, but what are we in for? For input costs next year, and particularly if you combine those input cost increases with increased seed costs, and the seed costs are expected to go up quite a bit going into 2022, and then you throw on top of it landlords, asking for a 5 or 10% increase in especially in cash rent. These are really going to add up and are going to narrow the profit margin next year.
He says many of the outside forces have also increased the pricing and the cost of agriculture with new farm buildings due to maybe some lumber and other prices with raw materials and distribution of goods that are also on the rise across the nation. There is the ongoing concern about inflation with the spending at the federal level as well, along with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 model custom edition. It's $1,500 off list. They have a 2018 Silverado 3500 HD one-ton dually work truck, Duramax diesel four-door, four-wheel drive, and a 2017 Silverado 1500 High Country Edition at the Nordis Motor Company.
Producers are heroes in their own right, but for our producers who also served our country, the FSA offers additional benefits to veterans. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Chris Thurston, state coordinator for the Kansas Farm Service Agency, discusses FSA's offerings for veterans.
So before we get into that, I'd like to kind of discuss what the definition of a veteran is and how those benefits can apply. So for FSA program purposes, veteran farmer or rancher is a person who has served in the armed forces, has not operated a farm or a ranch for more than 10 years total, and has obtained status as a veteran during the most recent 10-year period. So for entities such as corporations, LLCs, general partnerships, requesting to be considered a veteran, at least 50% of the interest holdings must be held by veteran farmers and ranchers.
Thurston explains how veterans can capture their benefits under specific programs.
Our ELAP program, our Emergency Livestock Assistance Program, veterans receive a 90% payment factor, meaning that for every $1 earned, they receive 90 cents, whereas the public receives a 60% payment factor. For our NAP programs, our Non-Insured Assistance Program, we will waive the service fees for the cost for veteran farmers or ranchers for basic NAP crop coverage. And if that producer chooses to buy coverage, the premium cost is therefore cut in half. For our ARC PLC, our Agricultural Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage Program, veteran farmers are eligible for benefits on farms having 10 acres or less, whereas these farms are not eligible for that benefit at all. Our Conservation Reserve Program, it's our CRP. The veteran farmers and ranchers with the approved CRP TIP contracts are not required to meet the 12-month owner-operator criteria when enrolling in the continuous CRP signups. $50 million was authorized for voluntary transition of land enrollment this year under the expiring CRP-1 contract to veterans, beginning farmer, or socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers to return land production for sustainable grazing and crop production. Our grassland CRP, the veteran farmers and ranchers in these areas are used for evaluating offers for ranking. So if at least 50% of the producers on an offer is a veteran farmer or rancher, then that offer will gain an additional 10 points for rankings. Dairy margin program coverage, our DMC. Veterans, farmers, and ranchers may qualify for waiver of the annual administrative fee for lock-in coverage for the dairy operations. And our limited resources, beginning farmer or socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher administration fee is a limited resource. They may be exempt from that administration fee as well.
Thurston goes on to emphasize mental health for veteran producers.
So as a combat veteran myself, I can tell you how important it is to maintain good mental health. We know that in the middle of a drought, the normal pressure of farming can be really tough to handle. We also know that agriculture has a disproportionate number of suicides every year. So please, if you're struggling, call your family doctor, your community mental health center, or even the new 988 suicide prevention hotline. And just remember, you're not alone, and your struggles don't mean that you're a bad producer. All farmers and ranchers, they're important to us here at the Farm Service Agency, and we want to make sure that you're well and productive for our country as well as for your family.
That was Chris Thurston, State Coordinator for the Kansas Farm Service Agency, discussing FSA benefits for veterans. I'm Aaliyah Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Check out the gun show this weekend at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Saturday the 19th, doors will be open from 9 to 5, and Sunday the 20th, they will be open from 9 to 3. Stop by both days for a hearty breakfast and cinnamon roll, as well as a very filling lunch. Want to learn more about free admission and a free food voucher? Contact Ashley Smith at 785-562-7931 for details. 100% of the proceeds go to the 2024 Trail Life USA High Adventure Trip to the Grand Canyon and high into the Colorado Rocky Mountains. Again, contact Ashley Smith for more details. Hope to see everyone up at the Marysville National Guard Armory this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.